Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, September 16th. Top stories for today. Parti Warisan Sabah President Datuk Seri Muhammad Shafi Abdal claims that there is a grand plan to split votes aimed at toppling Warisan Plus in the 16th Sabah state election. The caretaker chief minister said this is evident from the unusually high number of contesting parties and candidates, including several veteran politicians making a comeback. Meanwhile, Gabungan Rakyat Sabah launched its manifesto today, which contained proposals to drive Sabah's economic growth and improve state residents' welfare. Gabungan Rakyat Sabah is a coalition comprising Barisan Nasional, Perikatan Nasional and local Sabah opposition parties that were cobbled together to challenge the ruling Warisan Plus Pact. The Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs has detected the sale of face masks priced as low as 50 cents per unit, with the quality below the set standards. Deputy Minister Datuk Rosul Wahid advised consumers to be careful when buying face masks that are much cheaper than the set selling price to prevent them from being exposed to dangers. The operations of the Malaysian Field Hospital in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, were ended early following several factors, including the spread of COVID-19 in the country. Chief of Defence Force General Tan Sri Afendi Buang said the services of the Malaysian Armed Forces medical personnel were more needed in Malaysia to contain the pandemic here. He added that the situation in Cox's Bazar is stable and there was a significant drop in the number of disease cases and emergency injuries. The police arrested 68 individuals yesterday for violating the Recovery Movement Control Order. Senior Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said of the 68, 66 were compounded while the remaining two were remanded. Japanese ruling party president Yoshihide Suga was elected Japan's prime minister. He appointed a new cabinet that kept about half of the familiar faces from predecessor Shinzo Abe's lineup. Suga said his immediate focus as PM is to revive Japan's battered economy while keeping COVID-19 under control. The Badminton World Federation announced the postponement of the 2020 Thomas and Uber Cup finals after a number of participating teams withdrew over the COVID-19 outbreak. The tournament was scheduled to be held in Denmark from October 3rd to 11th, but had to be postponed due to the withdrawal of a number of participating teams and the adjusted European leg of the BWF World Tour. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.